Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Survive to Thrive Depression Recovery Daily. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and today we're diving headfirst into something super important. Taking care of your mental health at work. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, another self-care lecture, hear me out. This isn't about scented candles and meditation retreats, though those are awesome too. It's about practical strategies to navigate the sometimes stressful, often chaotic world of work without losing yourself in the process. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling deadlines, emails, meetings, and that never-ending to-do list? You know that feeling when your brain feels like it's about to explode and you just want to scream into the void, "Maybe I'm the only one who does that?" Well, guess what? You're not alone. That mental load can be heavy, but trust me, there are ways to manage it without sacrificing your sanity. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you thrive in your workplace and protect your precious mental well-being. 1. Boundaries are your best friend. This is non-negotiable. Imagine boundaries like invisible fences around your time and energy. It's okay to say no to extra projects if you're already stretched thin. Learn to politely decline after-hours emails and phone calls unless it's a true emergency. Remember, protecting your personal time allows you to recharge and come back to work feeling refreshed and focused. 2. Mindfulness at work. You don't need a yoga mat or incense for mindfulness. Start small. Take a few deep breaths before a stressful meeting, savor that cup of coffee, or simply notice the sensations in your body as you sit at your desk. These little moments of awareness can help calm your mind and reduce anxiety throughout the day. 3. Fuel your body right. Food is fuel, people. It's not just about losing weight, it's about nourishing your brain and body to function optimally. Skip the sugary snacks and processed foods that lead to energy crashes. Opt for healthy, whole foods that will keep you energized and focused throughout the day. 4. Move your body. No, I'm not saying you need to become a marathon runner. Even short bursts of physical activity can do wonders for your mental health. Take a brisk walk during your lunch break, stretch at your desk, or dance it out to your favorite playlist, anything to get those endorphins flowing. 5. Find your tribe. You don't have to go it alone. Connect with supportive colleagues, join an employee resource group, or simply chat with someone you trust about your work experiences. Sharing your feelings and challenges can help lighten the load and remind you that you're not in this crazy journey by yourself. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer who feels overwhelmed juggling multiple projects, demanding clients, and a never-ending stream of emails. She starts to feel anxious, irritable, and even physically drained. Feeling trapped, she considers quitting her job, something she absolutely doesn't want to do. But then, Sarah remembers these 5 key takeaways. She sets clear boundaries with her clients, requesting reasonable deadlines and limiting after-hours communication. During her breaks, she takes a few deep breaths and focuses on the present moment. She packs nutritious lunches and snacks to fuel her brain throughout the day. And instead of isolating herself at her desk, she joins her colleagues for coffee breaks and chats, building genuine connections and finding support in unexpected places. Slowly but surely, Sarah reclaims her energy and focus, feeling more confident and empowered in her work. Now, remember what we talked about. Boundaries, mindfulness, healthy fuel, movement, and connection. These aren't just buzzwords, they are practical tools to protect your mental health at work and thrive in all aspects of your life. So go out there, rock your workday, and remember to take care of yourself along the way. As always, if you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend who might need to hear these words of encouragement. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. Let's keep the dialogue going. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful people.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.